Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. We are in the holiday season. It actually starts earlier every year, unfortunately. With the holidays, unfortunately, comes a lot of pressure to buy things. However, there are other ways to celebrate the holidays, which not only give to the community, but also provide those of us who do give gifts at this time with an easy way to shop and to find a really special gift with a great meaning. And that can happen at the Gifts That Make a Difference. It's a fair with a lot of nonprofits and not-for-profit organizations. It's happening this Saturday, December 12th at 12 noon, from noon to 4 at the Liberty Theater. And it is sponsored by the Kiwanis Club and the Lower Columbia Time Bank. And here in the studio to talk about that, I have Karen Black, who is a host sponsor. She's with the Lower Columbia Time Bank. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Donna.
Very glad to have you in the studio today.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
I also have Robert McClellan. Robert is with Classic Community College. He's also a host sponsor and a coordinator of this event, and he is with the Kiwanis Club. Hi, Robert.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Nice to have you here as well. Before we start talking about the Gifts That Make a Difference happening this Saturday in downtown Astoria at the Liberty Theater in the McTavish Room, let's find out a little bit more about our guest. Karen, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself, please.
I have a background in the arts and education, primarily, and have been a homesteader or a farmer for the last decade here, learning how to work with the land and to become more self-sufficient, and talking about it on the air for several years here at KMUN, as you remember. So
yes, well, tell people about Titanic Lifeboat Academy, because you did have a program here, which was terrific.
Thank you. We had a show called The Lifeboat Show, which interviewed a lot of people from the area who were doing things to try to live more sustainably. So that was what the show was about.
Right, and now you're involved with many things, including Lower Columbia Time Bank.
Right, Lower Columbia Time Bank actually was a project of Titanic Lifeboat Academy and then went off on its own. And it's now its own 501c3 and incorporated nonprofit. So it's grown up and grown out.
And we're going to find out more about the Lower Columbia Time Bank later on in the program as well. Robert, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
Thank you. My wife and I, Shara, moved here in July 2010, and I took a job at Classic Community College as the director of the Talent Search and Upward Bound programs. Both of those are pre-college programs. They help kids in secondary school prepare for college, enroll in college, think about careers. We serve 750 kids throughout Clatsop County every year in 8 schools, 4 middle schools and 8 and 4 high schools. I also am a Kiwanis member, been a Kiwanis member since about 5 years. I also am in Toastmasters and with the North Coast Prevention Works. That's an organization to help prevent and reduce drug abuse among youth here in Clatsop County. So do a lot of different things.
Yes, you do. And tell me about Kiwanis Club, as I think I know that Rotary has a mission of, ending polio throughout the world. And what is the Kiwanis Club mission for those people who may not be familiar, and how do people become members of Kiwanis?
Essentially, our primary focus is children. We try to do a lot of things to help improve the quality of life for children in the community. There are a variety of things that we do. We have a foster children's Christmas party every year. We provide scholarships to high school seniors who want to go on to college. We have key clubs in the high schools that help them to think about being of service to the community and help them to develop leadership skills. We provide funding to other youth organizations who need it.
One of the things I'm concerned about is the fact that a lot of the clubs, we used to have these social clubs and clubs that really had a great mission, Granges, and then you have, things like Rotary and Kiwanis. Are young people joining these organizations today?
Yeah, so, for example, the key clubs in the high schools are part of the Kiwanis family.
So so that's a way that they're doing that. But, yes. But you know, when you go to sometimes some of these meetings, you don't, there aren't a lot of young people typically around. And so I just wonder about how, yeah.
Yes. You do see in those kind of clubs people who are older. I think part of that phenomenon is that younger people, 20s and then in their 30s, are very involved in their careers.
Yes, that's true.
They may not have the time to come to a weekday meeting, but they are able to do service. So some of the people that we have are friends of Kiwanis. They don't come to meetings, but they will come to volunteer activities, fundraising activities, and help us in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and thank heaven in this community, in Clatsop County in general, there are many, many ways that people of all ages can be involved as volunteers with groups of great people for marvelous, causes, missions, you know, something, things that do make a difference, which brings us to Gifts That Make a Difference, which for those people who are listening, Karen, who don't know what Gifts That Make a Difference is about, please tell us the history and what it is.
Gifts That Make a Difference is a chance for people in the community to celebrate the holidays by finding gifts for themselves or for people in their family or friends that are meaningful because they are donating to these groups you're talking about in the community who are making a difference every day, all year long, with what they're doing. They're providing not just support for people, which of course we usually think of first, is people that are helping out, particularly in weather like this. We think of people that help out in disasters and so forth. But there's also people who help with education, people who support our educational programs, people who support arts programs, and bring all of those things to us. You can give lessons or tickets to something or a membership in KMUN, for example, to someone for the holidays, and that is a meaningful gift. Doesn't come in a big box, doesn't come in the wrong size, though, either.
Right, and I love the Gifts That Make a Difference Fair, and I have purchased memberships for family and friends in KMUN, Coast Community Radio, and that's one of the nonprofits who will be mm-hmm. there. There's a way, so you really have an opportunity, and I think Robert was talking about this earlier, to on Saturday at the Liberty Theater from noon to four, you can visit all of these tables with these mm-hmm. lovely people who work with them or are volunteers with these organizations, and not only find a gift and give someone, you know, say, I want to give $20 in honor of, or I want to give $50 in honor of, and you get a beautiful card, and your shopping is taken care of without any stress, any pressure. Right. You're helping the community and the organization, and it's a great honor that you're giving to the person you're gifting this to. Mm-hmm. And also, maybe you want to volunteer. Robert, you mentioned that too.
Yes. So it's a great way of, when you go to the visit each of the tables, you're going to find out what kind of services they provide, what kind of activities, and then you also make a connection with those nonprofits, particularly figuring out how you can volunteer, or maybe you can give them some things. Maybe they're looking for tables or chairs or whatever, and you may have those in your home and you want to give them. So that's another way of connecting.
It is. Mm-hmm. And some of the organizations which are going to be there, the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, Master Gardeners, the Astor Street Opry Company, the Astoria Historic Downtown Development Association, Kiwanis, CASA, Clatsop Community College Foundation, Coast Community Radio, Encore, the Liberty Restoration, Lower Columbia Hospice, the Lower Columbia Time Bank, many fabulous organizations mm-hmm. that you can find out about because there'll be information. Mm-hmm. And you can buy, you get a beautiful card that says, you know, I gave a donation to Clatsop Community College Foundation in your name. Mm-hmm. And that is just a great gift. Who are the sponsors of this? They're the Lower Columbia Time Bank and the Astoria Kiwanis, right, Karen?
Yes. Yes, these are the two organizations that helped put it together this year.
And we've had it in the past, and mm-hmm. then it rested for a couple of years, and now it's back.
It's back. And it's back on 12-12 at 12.
Right. And the Lower Columbia Time Bank is going to also have a table there. Mm-hmm. Tell folks who may not know about the Lower Columbia Time Bank how it's functioning and why it's a great idea to join that.
The Time Bank is a community bulletin board is really what it is. It's a way to exchange services, to exchange ideas, to help each other, to say, I need a ride to the airport and my car's not working. Is anybody going? Can anybody help me? Or saying, I go into Portland every week, and if somebody needs, you know, a ride, needs me to pick something up. I mean, that's just one type of example. People help with classes. They share, they teach each other new skills, new languages, anything. It's just, it's limitless. It's whatever you want to do.
It's an exchange,
right,
in a way.
It's
an exchange of services and time instead of money. So it's kind of like the old-fashioned, barter system, I guess we used to.
Yes, except that you're not exchanging professional services. These are all the things that keep us going all the time that you used to do in neighborhoods, but we used to know our neighbors a little better, or we used to know our communities sometimes a little better than we do now. People, as you said just earlier today, people are moving into the area all the time, and they may not know a lot of people. They may not know what's available. And you can know someone quite well or for several years and still not know that they like to do whatever. They like to bake, or they like to knit, or they know how to, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is. And the time bank brings that out in people, and you can connect in new ways. So it's a reweaving of community.
What happens is, let's say that I offer to babysit, or mm-hmm. I offer to mow someone's lawn, mm-hmm. then I get some time bank dollars. And mm-hmm. then if I then say, ooh, I want to have a wedding cake baked, mm-hmm. then by X, who is a member. Mm-hmm. So it's growing. And you said it's actually changing because people are needing places to live. And actually, you know, if you're a member of the Lower Columbia Time Bank, maybe that helps.
Right. First of all, I want to say we don't call them dollars, with just hours, Donna.
Hours, okay. They're not dollars.
It's okay. It's all right. But we just stay totally away from that.
The monetary piece.
The pressure of that.
I got it. Okay.
It's just, you know, how can you help each other? So one of the ways, it's growing organically, really, to answer your question. One of the ways that it's growing is people are coming up with ideas. How about, I'd like to do this. Can I put it on the time bank? You know, I need an apartment this summer. Can I put that on the time bank? Well, sure, why not? I mean, it's not something we've done before, but let's find a way to do it. Tool sharing. No sooner had someone said, I really want to have tool sharing, the ability to not have to buy something I'm going to use one time and somebody else has sitting in their garage and they're not using it anymore. You know, that's just silly. Why can't we share with each other and I'll clean it up and it'll look better than it did when they gave it to me, you know, after I use it. That no sooner got started than people said, well, I have a whole DVD collection, or I have a book collection, or how could I share that too? So that's what I mean by organically, is one person starts in one direction and five other people take that direction in five more different directions. So it just keeps expanding. Into a new website, in fact, in January also. There will be a brand new website that's a lot easier to look at and use. And so.
And Robert, you're a member of the Lower Columbia Time Bank.
Yes, I am. I joined about 4 months ago.
Excellent. And the way people can join is they go to the website, which is loco timebank.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you just put in your name and your other particulars and give yourself a password.
Give yourself a password and give yourself an online name, however you want to be referred to.
And you can talk about yourself a little mm-hmm. bit and then indicate the kinds of things that you might want to offer to others, the kinds of, whether it's something in your garage or a particular skill. Maybe you know how to create a resume and you offer that, or you know Spanish and you can tutor people in Spanish, or you may how you like to work with dogs and you offer to walk people's dogs, anything like that.
That's wonderful, because we need something like that. It sounds like that's the go-to place. If you just have moved here, if you're trying to connect with a group of folks who have that sense of community spirit, then the Lower Columbia Time Bank's a way to do that.
It's a very good start. It's a good way to meet a lot of people.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about gifts that make a difference, happening at the Liberty Theater this Saturday from noon to 4 at the Liberty Theater's McTavish Room. I also want to encourage everybody, go downtown this Saturday, because this Saturday you can go to the Gifts That Make a Difference from noon to 4, and all day from 9 to 4 at the Fort George, Lovell. The Lovell Showroom is the Clatsop County Animal Assistance's December fundraiser with auction items and a chance to take a picture with Santa and your dog. So, and then, of course, we have obviously one of a kind little stores in this town. So if you can just say, Saturday I'm going to the Gifts That Make a Difference, I'm going to the Animal Assistance fundraiser at Fort George, I'm going to walk in and out of the wonderful little coffee shops here and get a latte, and I'm going to spend my time and my energy and my resources in our amazing downtown. That would be a wonderful thing to do. So my guests in the studio today are Robert McClelland. He is a host sponsor of the Gifts That Make a Difference. It's kind of a fair, I guess, in a way. And he is also with Kiwanis. And I have Karen Black, who is a host sponsor representing the Lower Columbia Time Bank. How is the Gifts That Make a Difference related to alternative gift fairs that are happening now throughout the country? How that movement seems to be growing?
It is. I was watching the news, one of the news programs a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about a similar kind of thing happening in Portland. And so it's really great to see those kind of things, because it's basically community building. It's an alternate way of thinking about the spirit of the holiday season. It's not, it's raising it to for lack of a better word, a spiritual level rather than a material kind of response. Spiritual in the sense that you are reaching out to others, you are making connections with others, which is what the holiday season should be all about.
Yes, and I think we talked a little earlier too about the fact that there's so much pressure at this time of year, mm-hmm. and this takes the pressure off. Plus, the fact is that really, in reality, most adults that we know, in our circles, have pretty much things that they need. They don't need more stuff. They don't need another object. I mean, there are too many too many storage units already. Too much stuff already, mm-hmm. And there are others who can benefit, and so from a gift that makes a difference. Like Karen, certainly. I'd love it if you would tell that story that you told me before we went on the air.
Oh, okay. I was at a baby shower one year, and the woman was opening all of the bibs and the rattles and all the things that normally you would give for a baby shower, and then she opened my gift, which I was a little, I was kind of sitting on the edges wondering what she was going to think of this. But it was a donation made to, at that point, Defenders of Wildlife, so that a wolf cub would be growing up in Yellowstone while her son was growing up in California. And she burst into tears, not because she was upset that I didn't get a rattle for her baby, but because she was so touched by the idea. And I wanted to loop this back then on what you said earlier, Robert, about raising it to a spiritual level. Maybe we could just simplify that and with your permission and say it's sort of like raising it to thinking about your heart, gifts with your heart instead of gifts with your wallet. Yeah. You know, it's more about
It is
feeling.
Deeply touching. Yes, the Wildlife Center of the North Coast, the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of the North Coast, is going to be there. And when I have given a gift, and you get a beautiful card when you do that, and you can pay with, credit card, cash, check,
debit
whatever.
Debit card, anything.
Debit card, anything. At the
hours. You can pay with hours. Donate some hours of service to the group. And that's another donation. It doesn't You know, you take the price tag off when the person gets the card. You never leave the price tag on the gift, right?
No, it just says...
It doesn't say what you donated. You just made a donation. Right. You contributed to your community in their name.
Yeah, a donation that's was made in your honor. And that's what my card said. And I was able to write something, too. And it said, a donation is made in your honor to the Wildlife Center of the North Coast. And this will help rehabilitate injured wildlife. And people were so happy when I gave them those cards. So that was a really great way to do it. And there's also going to be food, which has been donated.
Right. You not only have less stress, as you were saying, Robert, at this time of the year, but you have entertainment to entertain you, and you have food to delight you, and you have some of the nicest, most giving people in the area sitting there at the tables ready to talk to you. So, could be better?
Right. I would like to really encourage families. I mean, bring your children to the gifts that make a difference, because starting that community service spirit, that begins early. And really, we know that the joy of giving and receiving, everything is connected. It's all connected. And that flow. And bring the children and let them see that, look, Aunt Mildred, she, she has enough dish towels. She has enough china. She has all of that. So guess what? This year, we're going to give her a membership in Coast Community Radio.
There you go.
And let the child see that you are doing something, and you have this beautiful card you're going to give them, and then they have a year of radio as a gift.
There you go. And also, I want to mention that some groups like KMUN will also have mugs and other items there. So you don't have to, if it's very difficult to get away from the actual tangible gift, there are some tangible gifts that will be there, or tickets or lessons or whatever. There are lots of different ways that you can contribute to organizations and sometimes come away with something 3D as well as the card. So if that's a little bit too much of a leap, then there are things in between.
Okay, so you can give somebody you could give them a mug from KMUN with and inside is your card that says, now you are a member. I've joined, you have a membership as my gift to you, for this year. You also have some other sponsors, because are there going to be drawings, or tell me how that is going to work? So people come from 12 to noon, and then what's going to happen?
Well, every time they donate, they fill out a little card that gives their contact information, and they put that in a drawing bag. They get to choose from Cannery Pier Hotel, a beautiful stay at the Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa, or do you want to talk about Warrenton?
Warrenton, Deep Sea. It has a basket of their products, really nice, the canned salmon and tuna and so on. So that's one of the things.
Right.
Good.
And the Columbia Coffee Roasters have given a pound of beans, which is pretty nice as well. So we have several different drawings, and every time that you donate, you get to participate in one of the drawings. So you can come away with all kinds of gifts. There's also, I want to mention, a beautiful quilt that's going to be auctioned off that will keep the gift fair going next year. That is what that is for. And that's by a local artist as well.
Yes, actually, on the website I went to, because if you want more information on this, you can go to the Lower Columbia Time Bank website, which is locotimebank.org. And on the homepage, there's a list of all the nonprofits and not-for-profits who are participating, and more information. So it's going to be a festive time, a time of the stress is all taken out, and whatever you wish to donate in someone's name will be gratefully accepted. And again, another opportunity, like Robert said, to learn more about some of the not-for-profit organizations in this community, if you want to get involved and volunteer your time, which is
definitely
a really good thing. We just have a few minutes left, and then I know Terry has to make some weather announcements, I believe. So what other things would you like the listening audience to know that perhaps we haven't discussed?
I think top of mind for me is the Christmas tree sales that Kiwanis is doing out at the Safeway parking lot. We started 2 days after Thanksgiving, and we'll go through middle part of the next week. All of these Christmas tree sales, the money that comes in from them is to use for services to children and youth in the community.
And there, and you have plenty in all different sizes.
Yes,
right
from,
now,
from about 4 feet up to 8 feet.
Okay.
Yes.
And right. That's at the Safeway parking lot. And The Kiwanis members then, they, so you all, you have all Kiwanis people who are just staffing that all the time.
Yes.
Now.
So during the weekdays, that the sales are open from 1 to 7. Saturday and Sunday, they're open from 10 to 7.
Okay, perfect. So if you haven't yet gotten your Christmas tree, the Kiwanis is selling them at the Safeway parking lot, and it's, again, a great way to contribute. Karen, anything else you'd like to say?
I just hope a lot of people will give it a try. You know, there are so many good organizations locally that are doing tremendous work for the community and offering tremendous opportunities and services and education and the arts. So you can't lose. Come.
Yeah, and you can still find some tangible objects. And
yes.
We know that
yes.
sometimes, you know, it would be probably a rare child, although there are those children in the world today who would say, don't get me any object. You know, I don't need anything. Just, I would like to, you know, that wolf cub story. That's a great story because it's true. If you feel like you're, you know, you're connected, and I mean, that has so much more meaning than something which is going to, you know, fall apart and break over time and then be discarded and go to the trash.
Well, it's also going to go year after year after year because the mother can continue to talk to the son about. You know, they can weave stories, they can write stories about what the wolf cub might look like or might be doing, and that can go on for years.
Yeah, that's so. Very true. Indeed it is. And so, again, I want to say that this Saturday, December 12th, is the only time that you have this opportunity with, you have all of these nonprofits, not-for-profit organizations in one place at the Liberty Theater's McTavish Room from 12 to 4 p.m. This Saturday, December 12th, and with food and with entertainment and with drawings, and just a great way for your family to come out. And then, you know, right next door, practically at the Fort George Lovell showroom, is the Clatsop County Animal Assistance Party with Santa and their big fundraiser. So lots of reasons to come into downtown Astoria this Saturday, the 12th.
Yes, yes.
Thank you both so much for all the really
Thank
good
you,
work
Donna.
You do with Kiwanis, with Lower Columbia Time Bank, and for the gifts that make a difference.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Come
Looking
support
to doing
KMUN.
That. And I want to thank all of you who listen to this program, all of you who support Coast Community Radio right now, especially with, you know, emergency updates, with the weather. It's so very important that we continue on. And so we appreciate the fact that during our one day of giving that people stepped up forward. And we really, if you want to also continue to support us, then obviously Coast Community Radio will be at the Gifts That Make a Difference Fair on this Saturday. Thank you so much to our engineer extraordinaire, Terry Wilson, and also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor, Michael Brun, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment today to take a deep breath. And focus on those things which are working well in your life. There will always be the news, which is disconcerting and can be upsetting and frustrating. There will always be things that aren't going well. However, there are also little joys every day. The birds singing, the cloud blowing by, the leaf falling, a smile of a child. There are always those things which can delight you and which you can appreciate. And that attitude of gratitude is so important. It helps you. It helps your health, mental, physical, spiritual, all of it. So focus on feeling good. Give yourself that big hug or compassionate, you know, pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. You're doing the best you can. That's all you know right now, the best you can. And for being you here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.